This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The El Paso County Coroner is performing autopsies today on the victims and the suspect in the Colorado Springs mass shooting. Authorities say the suspect walked into a birthday party after midnight on Sunday and opened fire, killing six adults and himself. Investigators have yet to identify the people involved, but they say the gunman knew all or some of the victims. A suspect has been arrested for shooting a Denver police officer in the leg Saturday night. Pedro Gallegos faces attempted murder and other charges. Commander Matt Clark says that the wounded officer has been on the force about 4 years.
He suffered significant injuries to his legs and pelvis. He remains in critical condition at Denver Health Medical Center with his family by his side.
University of Colorado President Mark Kennedy is leaving after just 2 years on the job. His tenure has been marked by controversy over his commitment to diversity and inclusion. University spokesman Ken McConnellogue said a new Democratic majority board was elected last November.
You know, it's a new makeup of the board, and I think they want to move things in a different direction.
The board will appoint an interim president before conducting a national search for a permanent leader. Rainy weather postponing tonight's Rockies game. They will host a doubleheader with San Diego on Wednesday. Denver's at 43 degrees, Vail 46, Grand Junction 61. This is CPR News.